Hey guys, we got a full cast. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, and welcome to AfterBuzz TV's weekly recap of Days of Our Lives. Someone is invading my space, so I'm just going to let him introduce himself.
You all know me as Tony Moore.
Pettis.
Lie!
I do believe it says on the bottom there, Tony.
Alexis, if you put that at the bottom, girl.
Did you see it last week?
I don't know what you mean.
Oh, no, I missed it last week.
All three of us had different last names.
As long as it's all three. Oh, and look, I'm drinking out of my Lounging with Tony mug.
We need a piece of paper to cover that up. And also joining us, the part of the normal panel, Matthew Evan Payne is here.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
And Matthew, would you like to introduce our fourth?
Yes. The young man sitting to my left is my best friend and Days of Our Lives longtime viewer, Brian Dunn.
That's right.
We've spoken to Brian several times on the show.
Yes.
And off the air.
Yes.
But you guys haven't heard that. And he's a Buckeye, so he's fabulous. So let's move on.
So everyone's a Buckeye is fabulous.
I think that's a reason to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
Is that the reason?
And write a review.
And a good way of becoming.
Speaking of, will you pull that up today for me? Because I forgot.
The fan of the week?
Yeah. Because I know there's a new one on there.
You know it.
So follow us on Instagram and Twitter, _ Dish and Days on Twitter, just Dish and Days on Instagram. And unfollow Lounging with Tony.
And unfollow Mark J. Freeman.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, because there isn't a Mark J. Freeman. It's Lorraine Love.
Definitely don't follow that.
So what did you think of the week?
Oh, you mean the
half-week?
This mini week?
Well, I...
Well, let me just say thank you for being a mini week.
Yeah, I might not have been able to take more.
I know, exactly. What would have been more of the same?
I don't know what I can take this week. Like, I was looking at it like, girl. Yeah.
Let's just find them and bring them back to Salem and get them off this godforsaken island.
It's not, well,
I don't know that they're going to be off anytime soon.
I don't think they're going to be.
I think this jungle madness that I do believe lives in AfterBuzz TV studios at times.
You know what? You know what would be great? I feel like...
Mark joining the writing panel.
No.
That too.
I feel like this. You know how we have our tchotchkes up here of, like, things? I wish fans would send us stuff that we can just, like, place, and it would be in reminiscent of storylines that they've either liked or, like, it was just team too much.
Oh, okay.
That would be fun, wouldn't it?
So, like, a little, like...
Cage.
A little cage.
Like, if someone sent a cage, that would be good.
A big stone, which I don't know how much that would cost to make.
Or not a big stone, maybe just a rock.
Pebble.
Just a rock.
Pebble, okay.
A nice size medium rock.
Make sure you bubble wrap it, because you don't want it to chip.
Right.
Do you think that the rock that they used this week to, that Paul hit Gabby over the head with was the same one that Hope
I
fell onto?
I do believe it
they
was.
They painted it black and chopped it in half and made the same thing. What if someone did like a little cardboard cutout of Billy Flynn?
I mean, I would be okay with that.
It would go missing though because someone would bring it home with them.
Or it would look a little crinkly.
There's actually a place when I walk from my apartment to my grocery store. There's a little like photo place and they do life size cutouts. And don't think I haven't thought of having one of Billy Flynn in my front window.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Speaking of Billy Flynn.
Go ahead.
He was on the show this week.
Good for him. I thought you were going somewhere else with that.
I was going to and then I stopped myself.
Well, they can follow you on the Instagram.
They can follow my Instagram if they want to see my evening with the Flynns.
Yes.
All right. So let's...
You should have heard when I saw that photo of you and Gina. I was like, no.
I know. Well, you wrote it.
Yeah,
no. And I was like, yes.
And all I wrote was... Girl, you told him where he lived?
We weren't at their house. We were at their friend's house.
I don't think you'll ever be lit in there.
But I was invited, so that made me feel special.
By whom?
By Billy. He texted me. He said, come meet us out.
Okay.
So I thought about it for like
a half a second.
You were like, honey, I have to leave our dinner date right now.
Well, it was funny because he mentioned a straight bar. Well, it said Beauty and Essex, and I thought those were two different places.
You were like, Beauty.
And I was like, oh, Beauty, like the Beauty Bar, because there's Beauty Bar. And he's like, I don't know. And I was like, well, girl, you think I know? And then when I text Beauty and Beauty Bar came up, and I was like, well, that's got to be what he means. And then when I typed in Essex, it came up Beauty in Essex. I went, oh, that's one place.
Yeah.
But then they ended up leaving it.
You were trying to get a blowout while you have your cocktail.
Right. Exactly. Anyways.
The way that sentence came together, am I the only one that caught the hidden message?
What? That Billy invited me out?
Nope. Play this back. Listen to that sentence.
Oh, okay.
And then see what I
okay,
meant.
Okay, I'll have to listen to it back.
Brian, at any point in time when you want to interject, you are more than welcome to. Don't feel like you have to sit there like a wallflower. And actually, that's how I spend most of this. I always just kind of...
Yes. Bold. Pucky. Let's give a shout out to Alexis in the booth, everybody.
Yes.
Hi, Alexis.
Hi.
Who makes us sound amazing every week.
Well, no, you guys do that to yourselves. I'm just here to help.
You're a delight.
Here to help how? By adding last names to the lower third?
Yes.
I'm watching you, girl.
I said we can watch it on here. So the week. Any more?
No.
Should we just get into it?
Let's just get into it.
All right, you guys. It is time to start.
Dish and Days.
So we flip it, and we should let Brian do it. Rude. That was so rude.
So rude. Flip it
now? So rude.
I'll knock over your drink, yes. I think. Probably.
Brian was like, that may be too much.
All right, so not much happened. I mean, our breakdown, I kind of did it a little different just because it was basically
it
the
was
island all week and then things shooting off of what was going on in the island. So I figured we'll just start with the island, talk about all those things, and then we'll get into the other stuff.
Okay.
So I think it's only appropriate that we start with Chad. Because he did some hair washing.
Oh, my God. Okay, so...
I'll start with that.
I feel like, go ahead and make Chabby a thing. Like, stop prolonging it.
Chabby with an I.
Stop prolonging it. Stop giving us these little tidbits. Stop giving us these little kisses. Stop giving us this, like...
Go full on.
Hair washing thing. Right. Just go for it. Just say, know what? Yeah. We're together, and we're building something, and it's fine. They were friends before. You know, they've been friends for quite some time, and sometimes friendships transition over into a relationship.
Like me and Billy.
There's a difference between relationships and wishful thinking.
Do you think, though, that Gabby has played Cards Against Humanity with Chad Demira? I don't think so. Just saying.
Lord, she's going to be on cloud nine. But Billy Flynn, if you are watching this, stop the madness.
Gina's stop probably it. Watching. He's probably not.
Gina, if you are watching this, stop the madness, girl.
Yeah, there was a lot of... Matthew, what did you think of the hair washing scene on the stone?
I made a noise. I was like, oh come on.
Well, I heard... I actually... Somebody ruined it for me because they tweeted me about it before I watched it, so I knew it was coming.
I didn't.
Brian?
I think they did make a move this week a little bit more in that direction, though. Like, I've always been kind of a Chad and Abby person myself,
mm-hmm.
but I'm getting more onto the Chad
Abby?
And Gabby. Kate Manzi. I love Marcy, but I think the chemistry between Chad and Gabby currently.
Right. See, I'm with you, Brian, because I think Chad and Abby, Kate Manzi, worked, but now that Marcy is playing Abby, I think... the chemistry is not quite there, which is fitting for the storyline, that for how they're going.
Right.
And I think if Gabby wasn't there, maybe I would see the chemistry more, but I think that I'm seeing it more with Chad and Gabby right now.
Yep, nope. I wouldn't see it between new Abby and Chad.
I disagree, but, you know, that's what we're here for.
Well, when it comes to Chad, you just agree with everything.
Well, you know.
Chad can do no wrong. Chad should run for president. Chad is my next husband. Chad, Chad, Chad. And I'm just over here like, I love cake.
Cake and Kyler. Hashtag cake and Kyler.
You know what?
Someone start it.
You know what I'm so thankful
for? I would join that party.
Yeah.
No.
At RSVP.
The one thing that I'm so thankful for is that I don't think Kyler is really paying attention. So, like, when these tweets go out, like, I always get nervous, like... What is he going to say? And then he doesn't say anything, so I'm like, "Ooh, all right, he's not paying attention. Thank God.
I would love if he tweeted out, I'm paying attention.
I know, right? Did I mention that he was with us at playing Cards Against Humanity?
Really? How is he?
He's good. He says hi.
Shut up.
Wifey.
Whatever. Good day.
What
were you
going to
say?
I was going to say that I do like Chad and new Abigail. What I don't like is how they're writing Abigail is very weak.
Right,
and she's not as strong as Kate Manzi's Abigail in terms of like that Abigail was strong and put her foot down. This one seems like she's trying to convince.
But
this is mental.
I was going to say
right.
Well, when Kate left, she was having the breakdown. So Marcy's been having to deal with the recovery of it, with coming back to it. And I think she did stand her ground with Kate in that scene where she's like, look, I'm his wife. You'll do what I, you know what I mean? This is my house too, blah, blah, blah. So I disagree with that. I think that she does show it. I think, again, I think it's the writing. I think it's what they're doing with the storyline that's making her come across as weak. I don't think that she necessarily is. And I like them together, and I think they do have a chemistry together. I'm almost feeling like Gabby and Chad is being like Rafe and Hope is being forced on me.
Thank you.
So, I know the Gabby with an eye, Chabby with an eye people are going to disagree with me, but that is the nature of this beast we call podcasting.
You are a beast. I
am a beast. Also, with the Chad and Gabby storyline, JJ and Eli confront Chad and say, "We notice." Wait, actually, I wrote it down because it was quite funny how it was phrased by JJ when he kind of called out Chad and like what was going on with him and Gabby. Let me see if I can see the quote here. Where did it go? Oh, here. JJ tells Chad that he caught a break on the island, which I thought was kind of creative descriptor of what happened with him and Gabby.
Eli and Gabby?
No, Chad and Gabby. That because of the plane going down, he caught a break.
Oh, I see.
And he could rekindle everything with her.
Sure.
I don't know. Oh, so if you had to pick who you want Gabby to be with, who would it be? Eli, JJ, or Chad?
Should we create a poll?
We should create a poll. Let's do that, all right. Tony Moore.
So you can go to... Where can they go, Mark?
_DishAndDay on Twitter. And Tony Moore's going to make it happen.
I'm going to make it happen.
Brian, who would you choose?
Eli.
I think I have to say Chad out of those.
Okay. Tony Moore? Kyler's not a choice.
I vote Kyler.
What was the question?
Of Eli, JJ, or Chad, who do you prefer? If you were writing, you took over, said, I'm deciding Gabby's storyline.
Chad.
Chad?
Yeah. What's our password? I forgot, girl.
You want to see what it is?
Yeah. I would choose Chad. I think they're great for each other. So that's my opinion. But we want to know what you guys think. So head over to @DishAndDays right now and vote in our poll. I'm doing it.
She's gonna write it
right now.
I would choose Eli as well.
You would choose Eli?
Mm-hmm, for sure. I like Eli. I like Eli a lot. I think they look good together. I think there was genuine chemistry with them. I also feel like JJ and Gabby was forced on me as
too.
Well.
Thank you.
Because of what happened with Paige. And I like, the other thing I like about Eli is the backstory with Julie and Gabby. And it adds a fire to that relationship.
It's so funny that you mentioned Paige, because I like, out of nowhere, I don't even think we were watching Days of Our Lives. I looked at Brian, I was like, I miss True O'Brien. Like, I miss Paige. She was so good, especially at the end of her run on the show.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I know that they're bringing Will back. I don't know how they're doing it, but I would like to see them bring back pretty much everyone but Serena.
I think, if I could be wrong, but my guess is they're all going to go to the graveyard with shovels and dig up Will.
Oh God!
Mark, what is this? Totally making stuff
what is
up.
This? Sammy, Gabby, and Kate all over again with Nick.
Yep.
So, FYI, already Eli is in the lead with who Gabby should be 67, with.
That's only 3 votes, though.
But
but that's okay. And if you add 4 and 5 for us, he's up 87%.
I'd also be okay with Eli. I think JJ, I enjoyed much more before he was. Cop JJ.
I keep saying I liked him as a musician. I liked him as a tortured artist.
Like, I like him with Eve.
I did too.
Fine.
I would be okay with Eve.
Me too.
Well, Eve is coming back. Maybe there's the pairing.
Maybe.
Maybe we got it. Also on the island, # Jungle Madness.
Can I have a moment?
Tony, do it.
Okay,
what you need to do.
So Here's my thing. Remember a couple of weeks ago when I called you and we played the voicemail on the show? Mm-hmm. I had that same thought during this Jungle Madness thing. And this is why. I suddenly realized, I had flashbacks during this Jungle Madness thing of how to save Days of Our Lives, and we're saving days, and we're doing writers' changes, and da-da-da-da. And I thought to myself, well, then who keeps writing the Jungle Madness from 1990, and who keeps putting these people in cages? That's why we can't progress forward, is because I feel like the Jungle Madness, it's already been done. Don't touch it. Because then, like, in like a Day's Trivia game, it's like, who had Jungle Madness? And you're like, wait, Peter and now Paul.
Peter and Lord, Paul.
They're going to have somebody named Mary next that has Jungle Madness.
Jungle Mary.
Oh, gosh.
Mary Barton's back.
So, I just feel like certain things have been done. And I think that there are times where you have to say, okay, wait, how can we make this better, or how can we make this different?
Right.
And if there was something different that were happening, I would be all for it. But now they have that journal. Now that's still somewhat intact from 10 years later, with a skull, and now Crazy Paul.
How is it preserved? How is the journal preserved?
I don't know. Maybe it was buried or something. I don't know. But I
and
just,
it looks brand new.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started on that.
I just wish that if we're going to do another island, that we created something different and something unique for this storyline.
Like
of
a gay
island.
Tribe.
Can you imagine if they were? I just recently saw a play that was like in the future where the planet were all gay and clones. Like you could clone yourself.
Oh, God. So there could be like 12 of me.
Like it would be Mark 12.
Mark
12. That would be the name. And then when Mark 12 somehow left, Mark 13 would come.
Imagine if there had been settlers on this island or someone, one person who kidnapped one of the what are they called? Citizens, people,
Salemites,
victims. What's the word I'm looking for?
I don't know. Inhabitants?
No, like one of the Salem folks.
Okay,
Salemite.
We'll call them Salem folks.
Okay.
Yeah.
If Salemite.
A Salemite.
Yeah.
I just feel like they could have done more than like finding this brand new journal that happened to be preserved
and
for 10 years.
And the Jungle Madness and all that. I just
It's
preposterous. What I want to know is who
laziness.
Who approved the script? Who was like, let's
not
go
me.
Let's go in this direction.
I don't know.
Not I me. Wondered who was sitting in a room and thinking this is a good
That's
idea.
That's what
this
I
was
always
a hit
say.
The last time.
I always say that every after show I do, somebody was sitting in a room and somebody said, "Hey, that's the idea we're going." Like, let's raise our hands. Okay,
you would
we're
think
go
someone
that.
Would be like, "You know what? I don't mind them being on an island, but let's try
make
and
a twist
critique
to it.
Or God, I can't."
That, but I see. I'm picking
I'm
up what
you're
putting down.
Yeah, thank you. I need a thesaurus at this point.
But that's how I feel. I feel as if it's like okay, it's like someone in the office is like, all right, island. All right.
Yeah.
But then someone says, okay, these are the island storylines we have previously done. We did the Muslim, which
you love that one, right?
Yeah, that one was my favorite because it was like all these people were dying and you're having emotional breakdowns over everyone, but then they're all popped up on this island. You're like, what? You know what
but
I mean?
But wouldn't it be cool if, like, the people that are back in Sam that are now finding out that they're on an island, like, to have somebody go, wonder if they're in New Salem.
If they're where?
New Salem. You know what I mean? Like, to reference.
Right.
Hey, remember when we were transported to that? I hope that ain't happening again. Like, that's funny shit.
That would be genius.
That's funny shit.
I would love that.
Alexis, put on the rating now. I don't know. I did it.
I just wish that if you're going to, you know me, fan with open arms, but if you're going to.
I hope that was to the fan with open arms.
No, that was to you. No, but if you're going to give me an island, give me something different. Tweak it a little bit.
Yeah.
You said tweak.
She was like, remember when I did that storyline with the Jungle Madness with Jason Brooks? Mm-hmm. Let's do
just
that again.
Change the names in the script and give it to him.
I'm also never not sure if I've ever heard Chad even mention Peter's name.
Never.
And it was almost like, when I was little, I remember when my brother had Jungle Madness.
Yeah.
And I looked at him and I said, who's his brother?
But he didn't even know he was a Demira at that point.
That's how so far removed it was. Right.
No. And how would that story even come? That's besides the point. Whatever.
Right.
Give me. I wish there was something different. I wish it was a little more creative. That's all. And the other thing is that by now, everyone knows that the plane went down.
And speaking of, I'm glad you brought that up, because how did I miss the fact that Sonny knows how to fly the plane?
Oh. Sonny was
flying? That seemed very random to me. Yes, they said. Cause
Hope said it.
Yeah, they said, well, Sonny
is an experienced pilot.
And I was like, when? Since when did that ever? I don't even remember us too. Pilot right. training oh, school. That. But I'm sure Cheryl Hawk, like you are, the hawk that you are, you can reference the day, time
you know what?
That was said earlier.
You know when he became a pilot? France.
Could be. But I don't remember any other reference to it. So if you remember it, and I'm just, you know, was getting my pizza rolls or drinking, which are both viable options as to how I missed it.
Oh, Prague, that's what it was. Not France, Prague.
Prague, could be.
Yeah.
I missed, okay, I'm good. I'm glad I wasn't the only one, because I literally kind of was like, did she just say, and I think I even rewound it to listen to it again, I went, she did say that Sonny was flying the plane.
Well, it's like how they rewrote history to make Gabby this baseball fan.
Right.
Which I still, the references are still killing
and
me.
And kudos to that person that found that old clip of her saying that she hates baseball.
Yeah.
Kudos
wow.
to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you see that?
No.
Yeah, after all that stuff was, when all that stuff was going on, somebody found a clip and tweeted it out, of her actually saying how much she hates baseball.
Yeah. Yikes.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I thought that, touche to you. Touche to you, whoever did that. And then everybody else in Salem started finding, that was kind of the thing that this week, is everybody in Salem started finding out that the plane went down and everybody's reaction to it.
Yes.
Let's start with Abe, because I think Abe and Valerie was the first confrontation.
One moment. AMK Fitz said in the chat room, Peter didn't get mentioned at all while Kristen was on the show or when Stefano died, but now they're bringing him back for the sake of the Jungle Madness story.
That's oh,
right.
My.
I don't know. I do feel like Peter was sometimes mentioned when it, in regards to, like, the kids. I think Peter's name was just kind of, you know, thrown in there. So I don't think this is the first time we've heard Peter.
Marilyn, she said, Gabby, I guess, said she would rather watch Grease 2 than watch baseball.
And no one wants to watch that movie.
Yeah, someone else just said it too. Gabby told Will and Sonny she hated baseball and would rather watch Grease 2.
Oh, they think that you look like Rory.
Rory.
For days.
Oh, yeah.
I could
you
see
do
that.
A
yeah,
little
we
bit.
Do.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's as high as Rory is, too, just so you guys know.
I do live in Amsterdam.
Right? So Abe tells Val that the plane went down so that she knows that Eli is missing.
Probably on there.
He also calls Theo and tells Theo that Chad and Lonnie are missing.
Yeah, Theo was like, I'm going on a date right now.
Yeah.
So it's not really like, for me to...
He was like, nope, put it on pause.
Justin tells Adrian.
Mm-hmm. They just played a game of checkers over it, I thought.
Yeah. It was the very short and sweet. And then John and Marlena find out and then decide that they're going to go.
Right.
That was Tuesday.
So we're halfway through the week.
Week, right.
Cool, so everyone found out.
Everybody, literally that's what happened this week.
Yeah.
Was nonsense on the island, jungle fever, crazy shots of Paul looking at people and hallucinating.
Are you as tired of hearing about the ISA?
You know what's so funny? I keep forgetting to bring this up. I'm glad you said it because now I'm going to talk about it. When there's a place in my neighborhood that's called ISA, it stands for something else, but their van is always parked on the street next to me. Every time I walk the dogs, I see it. I'm like, they're watching me.
John Black's in there.
I keep meaning to take a picture of it and tweet it out. But ISA. And then there was,
phone call with Pamela. He was like, damn it, Pamela.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind it if it wasn't the exact same story every time where he's like, I have to leave for weeks and you don't know where I'm going to be.
Exactly.
Instead of making it an interesting.
And he's like, did I make you worry? And she's like, I mean, I'm heart sick, but.
Yeah.
And then he gets the call that he must go.
Right.
But they had this scene before.
Right.
Yes, they have.
Maybe like a year ago.
Yeah. And she was ready to leave him at the time and not put up with it anymore, but she seems to be okay now.
And correct me if I'm wrong, the scene with Adrian and Justin was just that. He told her that the plane went down, she cried a little bit, and then we never saw them again. Correct? Yeah.
She said she wanted to go. He said that's not a bad idea. And then she said, okay, I'll cancel my doctor's appointments. And he was like, you're not canceling your doctor's appointments. It can wait until morning. Okay.
By the way, side note.
I did not. Well,
when that phone call happened, I wanted to say, Heffa, that's how you got in this situation
John?
In the first place. No, Adrian, that's how you got in this situation in the first place
because
you weren't going to them
health,
doctor's appointments.
Right? Yeah.
You can't cancel no doctor's appointments. You got to go to the doctor.
The only other thing that I think was interesting that happened along with this was then after Val and Theo found out then Julie, the tornado Julie, comes rolling into the pub to yell at Val. And
how is it that Theo is the one that can always calm the situation down?
I think because he is so sensitive to arguments, he can't handle it, though, I think.
Yeah, right.
And so when I think when he was visibly upset, they calmed down to respect the fact that it's upsetting to him.
Yeah.
I loved the way that Valerie handled Julie.
Yeah, I did too.
That was great.
I did too. That needed to happen.
Yeah. Well, I felt like... Sorry, here comes that rating, Alexis. I felt like...
I already got her on it, so now you do what you need to do.
Like Valerie kind of looked at Julie like, bitch, get out of my face. Like, I'm trying to deal with this. Yeah. Anybody got time for you?
Yeah. I wish more people would do that to her. Gabby does that to her. Yes,
totally.
That's right. But literally that was... I mean, literally, that was the week. There's maybe three or four other things that we have to talk about that are just going to get mentioned.
We didn't talk about this.
Well, that's what next.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's number two. That's why there's a two in front of it. So anything else on the island that we forgot or needs to be mentioned for those that just listen to us and don't suffer through 5 hours of Days of Our Lives?
Remember with the whole John's father storyline.
How can we forget?
Yoling. And
Robichaud.
Brainwashed Paul, and we thought Paul potentially could have been evil.
Mm-hmm.
And they ended up just kind of tossing the trash.
Yeah.
I am glad that at least we get to see Paul as a bad
and
guy.
And I will say this. There's at one point where he looked up and just gave that look, and I was like, ooh, girl.
Yeah.
Do I sense Billy being replaced with Christopher Sean?
Heavens no. But if he cheated, I have something I can cheat on now.
We know who your number two is.
Number two.
Christopher Sean?
Yeah, but he's fun watching be evil because I really too much of a goody-goody ruins it for
me. No, I like it. It was nice, and we all know because we've seen him on Hawaii Five-0 that he can play that stuff really good.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'll never forget. Remember when we went to the premiere?
The premiere.
And that whole day when he walked, he's like, boom! I was like, oh! What did he just do? That was good. If you haven't seen that, you need to watch that.
Oh, wait, which one? What was it?
It was Hawaii Five-0 premiered last year, probably.
It had to have been at least a year ago. Yeah.
He invited us to the premiere at a bar, and they were showing it. And there's a scene where his character is walking, and he's like the bad guy. And someone fell or was laying on the ground, and he just comes walking with his gun and just goes, boom, and shoots the guy while he's laying there and just keeps walking. I was like, what just happened?
And you know he actually did
that.
I literally did that.
I spit out my chicken wing.
I had this thought about the Jungle Madness if we were going to go this way. Did anyone think it would have been interesting to have Sunny with the Jungle Madness? And this is why. Because we've already seen him kind of like become this power-hungry like character.
Right. Yeah.
And if he were to get the Jungle Madness, it wouldn't have clicked as quickly because it just would have seemed like maybe he's just power hungry. But I don't know. In my mind, it made sense.
Yeah.
And I wonder, like, what if they did it that way? But then I started thinking, well, if they did it that way, it would take him a while to recover, and then we wouldn't have someone for Titan.
I think I'd rather not the Jungle Madness story.
I think just all together.
I mean, you and I both.
Yeah.
You know who should be on that island? Maxine's son.
You could have been the mystery inhabitant of the island.
Mm-hmm.
It was the skull.
Shut up. But can you imagine a rustle in the bushes and then someone pops out and goes, what y'all doing here?
Hey, girl. Hey.
I would have been like, girl.
Yeah, the hut's this way.
I already said that, a gay island.
Yeah.
Don't take my idea.
What All right, this?
Number two.
No, Tony, it is funny enough when he tries to be tough. Crazy Sonny would make me die. That's what Daquan said.
Daquan.
I'm tired of how they're writing Sonny also.
Paul is better with Jungle Madness because he's always so nice to everyone, so no one would have expected it. Plus, it's a good change. I agree.
Yeah.
You said what?
What did I just say?
About Sonny.
I'm tired of how they're writing him.
How are they writing him? What don't you like?
It's too macho for the sweet guy that he is. It's not believable to me that he's this tycoon.
Well, I think that... Oh, Sonny. Got it.
You didn't buy it with the slick back hair?
No.
The sideburns did it for me.
Yeah.
Oh, see? Brian's convinced. You know what? Oh, okay. And I have to mention this. I used to love the chemistry between Paul and Sunny.
Yep.
Don't see it anymore.
No, that's... Nope.
I don't see... Like, when they kissed, I was like, y'all are like two bros. And, like, someone's about to get a bro job.
I'm already thinking about Will and Paul possibilities.
I'm just thinking... Mm. Well, because, you know, the week was so short, I had times doing commercials to kind of trail off. And I thought to myself...
Do it during the show.
but I thought to myself, because it always raises questions of, like, you know, gay actors who are too gay to play straight, but then you have these straight actors playing gay, mm-hmm. and it's almost like they're too straight to, like, be gay. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's like... Here's a note. It's a note.
I'll take it to the writer room when I go.
Please do. I just feel like if you have a gay friend, talk to them about how to... Well, and it's really not. It's really no different between like having a girlfriend or someone of interest. You just have to play that and be comfortable so that it's a little more believable. But have a gay friend and talk to them like, girl, like...
Huh? Well, here's the thing, and this is funny because I was actually just talking to Gina about this.
Any way to squeeze it in, huh, Mark?
It was Gina. I didn't say Billy. I mean, I did now. but, no, like, because when I was in my acting class, one of the things was trying to sound straight or whatever. And the thing is that straight guys think different thoughts when they're talking than gay people do. And it was hard for me to think like a straight guy because I don't have those kind of thoughts.
Oh, girl.
So it was hard for me. So that's, I think, what it all comes down to is that they're straight guys having straight thoughts with gay lines. If that makes sense.
But haven't they had wonderful chemistry in the past?
They have.
They've done it. We've seen it.
Well, that's when they're naked and we're watching the love scene.
But no. But also, this isn't the first time Freddie Smith has played gay. Freddie Smith played gay
on
90210 with Trevor Donovan. And I thought that whole story was great. And then when he was... And I thought that whole story was great, girl. And
but, tossed her hair back, if you guys know.
But
that.
It's something about... This latest, like, for instance, last week when they divided up the cardboard and the blankets where everyone should sleep.
Right.
And you have Chad and Gabby who are trying to resist each other, cuddled up. And then you have Chad and Paul like, yeah, bro, we're just like laying on the cardboard.
Right.
You know
exactly.
What I mean? It wasn't.
Get ready to break dance.
Yeah. Island 2, Electric Boogaloo.
our ideas are better.
But I just wish that the chemistry continues to be there because I'm rooting for you. We're all rooting for you.
Yeah.
Until Will comes.
Right.
And then I'm still rooting.
But if I were Paul, I wouldn't want to snuggle with Sunny because Sunny's been a jerk lately.
Girl, let me ask you a question.
I mean...
let me ask you something.
If I were Paul,
no.
If I were Matthew.
No. We're all women of a certain kind.
And
you mean to tell me that if you have someone in your bed, you may even be mad at him, but that when comes, you mean tell me that you're not gonna like cuddle up with that man?
It depends on how.
It ain't no depends. Even I would be like, I'm mad at you, but and I still toot it up. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's me, Brian. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that part. Yeah. Anyway, so that's just my thought. Freddie Smith, Christopher Sean, y'all know us. You need any tips, holla at us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the only other major storyline was Jade, Claire, and Theo.
I'll let someone else start. Yeah.
Matthew, go ahead.
I loved it. I loved it so much. It makes me so...
Why don't we just let that side of the table talk about that, girl? We'll just talk.
Gay pride.
Yeah. We're resistant, girl.
We are resistant.
And
go
for
ahead,
those
Matthew,
of you
sorry.
Who are just tuning in, Mark and Tony are both gay.
Ish. Gay, he's gayer.
I have no... Says the person who does drag and also recaps RuPaul's Drag Race.
It takes a real butch man to be a drag queen.
I beg to differ, Mark.
I disagree with that 100%. 100%.
Go ahead, Matthew.
I just stuck up for you.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I saw him slip you a 22. Bitches.
These scenes made me wildly uncomfortable.
Jade and Claire.
Yes.
And Theo.
Jade stealing the wrong computer. Like, girl, she said it was on the table.
You know what? I just realized so was Theo's. She didn't specify
which table.
Right.
Yeah, so she took the wrong computer. Yeah. She uploaded the video to his computer.
Mm-hmm.
He took the computer to go with Claire to meet Abe and Valerie.
Mm-hmm.
And, he ended up going to meet Abe and Valerie.
Right,
anyway,
with Claire
He turned on the computer and he was like, oh, look at this. There's some file that's downloaded. Let me click it. And then Jade pulls the fire alarm at Brady's pub.
Right. Mm. Well, we assume.
I mean...
Too coincidental.
We never saw it. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Could have been Trip.
Some burning chowder.
Kayla had nothing to do with it, so Trip's at home chilling.
Yeah. No one grabbed Caroline, by the way, from upstairs when they had to evacuate the building.
Let her burn. Let her burn.
She had.
The new guy is Brian Dunn. He is Matthew's friend that we've spoken about several times.
Yeah.
Someone obviously joining us.
Ray C. Ray C wanted to know.
Hi, Ray C.
Sorry,
Ray
C. Matthew, go ahead.
So Jade allegedly pulls the fire alarm. They have to evacuate. And then Claire realizes she's left her purse. And Theo goes back
from the
to
flames.
Get it. Jade tries to do a little switcheroo and put.
She's slow.
Oh my God!
I was like, hurry up, girl.
I was like leaning into Brian, like, tell me when it's over.
And she was trying to zip it up. I'm like, girl, what zip? Get your ass out of there.
Yeah. He's like, what are you doing with my bag? But it had me going. To me, these were the most enjoyable scenes of the week.
It was better than The Island to me.
100%.
And it does evoke a certain sense of discomfort, both from the show and from watching it with you, from you.
Mm-hmm.
And this may have been last week, but Jade is delusional. She had like a daydream about how happy Claire and Theo were going to be about it.
Girl.
I was like, I text Matt. I was like, God, she's delusional, I think.
She is completely delusional. Well, the storyline, like I said last week, is very cringeworthy to me because it's a sex tape and, like, they're still, like...
babies.
Very young.
Yeah.
And I just feel like it's weird. It's weird. It's weird. Jade's team too much. I feel like she should go. And that's all I have to say about that.
Jade to Claire, your music career is not really going anywhere, and you're losing followers rapidly. Like,
you know why?
No, you have to have followers to have them lose them rapidly. Losing two isn't rapidly.
You got
three.
This is how I feel. Girl, like, there should be scenes where we're seeing you do covers or something.
Do something.
You should be posting.
We're singing when Belle was on. What happened to Edge of the Square?
It's gone.
Oh, I don't know. It's gone.
Fell off the edge.
Yeah. Yeah,
yep.
I don't know. So I don't know this storyline. I'll see how it plays out, but I'm just.
I hope it's not over, actually, because the whole blow up that happened on Wednesday was no blow up at all.
Mm-mm.
Like, I felt like they could have done a lot more with it. So I hope it just doesn't kind of that was the end of it.
Well, they didn't have no more time.
I don't think so.
Wednesday, they didn't have no more time. You know, it was just Claire being like, "Oh my God!"
I could have dealt with a little cat fight though.
It's about to come.
Yeah.
You think so?
Maybe.
I hope.
Very
so.
Dynasty.
Yeah. I hope.
Like you, bitch. Oh, no, I thought you would be happy. Hell no. Psh. Claire, what are you doing? She got a sex tape of us. What? Whoop her ass. Psh.
Are you still liking New Jade?
I don't hate her. I think it's the story. I think if she had a different story and they were doing different things with her, I don't think people would have a problem with her. I think it's the story. I don't hate her. I don't think she's doing a bad job.
I feel like I would enjoy it even more if it were Paige Searcy, just because Paige has, like, Paige looks like a badass and did badass things.
Mm-hmm.
This girl looks too wholesome.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't match up to me, her look to her actions.
Mm-hmm.
Perhaps judging a book by its cover.
Looks like she's second-guessing herself.
Yes.
Whereas
she's not confident with her line delivery.
Where Paige would have been like, I'm going to get that sex tape.
Yep. I'm going to do it.
Yeah.
I've done it. I've planted the camera.
It.
Yeah.
Boom. I'm going to switch these computers. Boom.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank you, Laura. She agrees with me.
You always thinking people
who
agree
with you.
You
have one person on your side. That's
well,
fun.
That's one more than I had yesterday.
Well, not only one person, but nationwide.
And Scott
agrees.
Amanda agrees with Matthew.
Who agrees with Matthew?
Next.
Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. Thank you, Amanda.
Next, Kate proposes to Andre.
Cute. Done. All right.
That, moving next. On. Yeah. Now, and then Lieutenant Rains tells Abby, he ends up finding out for Abby that Dario is actually...
I love how Kate and Andre talks marriage was a top storyline in that last...
Well, I know, and I know. It was when I was, as I was doing it, I was like, at this point, it doesn't matter.
No.
Abby mentions to Lieutenant Rains about Dario and that he may be wanted in Mexico. So Lieutenant Rains looks into it and tells her that is the case. So that part of it, he's not lying about. That's one thing we learned this
week. I hate this storyline, too.
Yeah.
I'm with Jennifer. When she walked in and she was just kind of like, what? Like, I would have been like that, too. Like, I would have walked in after Jennifer, you know, as Maxine's son. Mm-hmm. And I would have said...
From the island.
Yeah. I would have said, Jennifer, what you... No, you know what? I would be like Hope, just in every storyline. For no reason. but I just...
She's
right.
Well, so I loved the scenes between Jennifer and Abigail, except for the fact that it went on way too long.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They could have cut out three of them and just had the two beefy talks and moved on.
At some point, you just kind of say, all right, girl, listen, do what you want to do, but he playing you.
Do we remember that Dario killed a guy? I don't. Daquan's asking us. I don't remember that. But, you know, I don't remember yesterday.
Yes.
You don't remember just now.
I don't. I don't remember what I was doing before I got here.
I don't know. I don't think he killed a guy, but he helped Summer get rid of a guy.
That's right. That's right.
Oh, the guy who banged his head on the...
Trust me, if you're wrong, Daquan will tell you.
I miss her.
And then, in typical Days of Our Lives fashion, there was a useless scene between Hope and Myron.
Eugenia Wright. Let me clarify this. See, this is how rumors get started, Eugenia Wright, okay? I don't hate Abby, okay?
No.
Hate is a strong word. I don't like her with Chad, but I don't hate the character. There is a difference. Don't be putting words in my mouth like these two do with Kyler Pettis.
He loves Kyler Pettis. He hates Abby. I think it couldn't be more clear. That's what you just said, right?
No, that's not what
I said. That's exactly what you said.
If y'all want a believable...
Let's rewind that and play that back.
Oh, wait, I think I'm going to like this. If y'all... this is from Me World 2. I hope I said that right. If y'all want a believable gay character instead of a forced one like Sonny and Paul, here's an idea. Hire Tony Moore as Terry, Maxine's son.
Oh, and you have a name now.
Terry.
I like it. I am here for it.
And Daquan says, actually, Tony's right. I forgot he covered it up. He didn't actually kill him. So, okay.
You know what? I'm going to go back to this whole Maxine's son thing. You know, if fans band together, things can happen. So I think y'all should tweet, write, email, and say, you know what? And always include my photo. And be like, this guy should be a character on Days of Our Lives, Maxine's son, bring back Aloma Wright, attach Aloma Wright to it, and we can get this ship a sailing.
Tweet it to Dina Higley.
Things I hate.
Or Josh. So there was another useless Hope scene. I think that should be a new segment, because you know I like to come up with new segments. Is how many useless Hope scenes were there?
I'm on board with it. I totally am on board.
That can be a spinoff of Dazaster.
Yeah.
Like a sub heading under Dazaster.
Because if I ever have trouble finding a Dazaster, we all know that I will definitely be able to find a useless
Have I ever
Hope
given
scene.
Hope a quote of the week?
Have you ever given
Which her is a, hard to believe because she talks so much on the show.
Who?
Hope.
Oh.
See, and they didn't need to have a scene with Hope and Abigail in the station. You just
covered
it with your mom.
Would this week have been any different without Hope there? No, is the answer.
Mark.
No, it would not have been.
She looked beautiful this week, though.
Super.
Yeah.
Super.
Yeah,
she looked great.
Super.
Oh, yeah, when she was sitting there. Oh, is that the tech guy named Myron?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always call him tech guy. So,
me too.
So when she was sitting there at the bar and just kind of like, oh, so what you working on? Oh, how about that? And then she did that look into the camera. I was like, whoever lit her and got her together that day.
She looked fire the other day. She looked so good. Her hair was perfect. Her makeup was on point. Brian was like, I know. Brian was like, I know. You said it six times.
Super. And her beauty pageant. You should not be on
Deadpool. Oh, someone says, anyone remember Mark giving Melanie quote of the week?
I did one time. I remember that. I don't remember what it was, but I'm sure.
It was when the quote was, bye. It was her last scene.
I think it was. Like, gotta go. My chance.
The quote was, Daniel's dead.
And actually, yeah, right? My daddy is gone. Slow clap.
Oh, boy.
No, I do believe it was a scene. She was coming in to talk to Teresa. It was a scene. She was walking through the door, and she said something to Teresa. And I'm almost positive that was what my quote of the week was.
Wait. I'm with Laura. I love how they keep talking about this fake marriage while in the police station. First Rafe and Dario, now Hope and Abby. I'm with you.
And
they can't nobody hold water in Salem.
Scott, I agree, Scott. The problem with my problem is Hope is that she hasn't had a good storyline in 4 years. Exactly.
Yes.
Your words to God's ears. Bye-bye. Bye-bye. You kill Hope. You kill Bo. What other storyline besides Bo and Hope with Hope they has
well,
been
Aiden,
exciting?
Aiden. Her and Aiden.
Which they got awful. Rid of.
Which was great.
Which they got rid of.
I just...
She should have went out with the bathwater.
I'd rather see her have a good story and stay. And somebody can be creative and write something, I think.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
Well,
I don't think it's going
you're
going
to be
now.
Waiting a long time. Unless I get
another
in the writing
52
room.
Years.
But if I get in the writing room, I have a feeling...
They need
we may
to
be
utilize...
to dig up that area next to Bo's grave.
This will turn
to
into
throw in another body.
This will turn into days of Chad.
They need to utilize some of these.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
I see lots wrong.
They need to utilize some of these people better, like their main cast. They need to utilize Deidre Hall, Christian Alfonso,
okay.
Mary Beth Evans, and Missy Reeves. Those four women need to have good storylines.
Oh, he was putting the quote. Sorry, go ahead.
Those four ladies need to have good storylines when they're on this
Down.
Show.
Here. Ah, girl. Now
girl,
you're just fucking with me.
You hush.
Shit.
Oh, gosh. Mark, your quote of the week was, I called the hospital, but I couldn't really hear with all the bass band playing in the background. I remember these things with Melanie.
Yeah, okay.
That Mark, got it.
Sorry.
Wait, no, I was reading, someone was saying, who is this? Hold on. Nah, I done lost it. Someone said, Tony, you still trying to be Maxine's son? Absolutely. I sure am trying to make...
As Gia Gunn would say, absolutely.
Absolutely. Okay, Toni Moore won't be gay on Days of Our Lives. More gays...
Gay girls on days make days on top. Mark J. Freeman.
Oh, are they... Y'all trying to give my role to Mark J. Freeman? Y'all completely tried it.
I'm just saying...
Mark, you know what? You know what would be great is if they did introduce Maxine's son, right, who works at the local gay bar where Lorraine Love performs.
I'm okay with that.
Where Sonny and Paul
I'm
hang
okay
out.
Yep.
And maybe the bellhop guy once in a while.
Yep. And then Matthew can be the bartender.
Thank you.
Bartendress.
Laura in the chat room says, I do agree with Matthew, but I think the show needs to focus mostly on the younger characters. Okay, so Laura,
right.
I don't...
Oh, that's what we were talking
so
about.
So I don't disagree with Laura, but if that's the case, there are too many cooks in the kitchen then, because we don't need all 10 or 12 of the older...
Oh, I... No, that's... And that's what I was just going to say is, the... And we've talked about this before.
Yes.
I have vented about this before. It should
Phillip,
be Chad,
Bell.
Abby, Phillip, Belle, Chloe... Eric,
Nicole,
they
Brady.
Should be the lead storylines. We have Deidre Hall come. You know I love me some Deidre Hall.
Totally.
But we just have her come in. She does her psychology thing. She leaves. She should not be running a storyline. Hope should not be running. There's not been a good storyline for Hope. I'm sorry.
But that's the
since
thing.
Since Bo has been gone.
They've
and
done everything with Hope that
every
they're going
time
to do.
And whenever he's not there, it's not interesting. Other than Aiden, I will agree with that.
Yes.
But we know that that's never going to happen again. So... I just don't understand how they just can't understand that it's a new generation. You need to have a new generation of people as the main storyline.
I think it's because they're afraid that if they lose...
Why am I getting so angry?
Because we're passionate about the show. Yeah. I think because they think if they're going to lose Marlena or Hope...
But they're not going to lose them. And isn't it much more... Like, remember those weeks
yes.
when it was like you got a little bit of Shane. We got a little bit of Kim. We got a little bit of this. We got a little bit of that. Stop spending all that money on giving Christian Alfonso so many days on the set. Cut her out. Start sending it out to all these other people, and we have a little bit of this, a little bit of that all the time. How exciting would that be?
I know.
I need Alexis, vodka, stat.
I'll get on that.
It is time for a gay pride shot.
Oh my gosh. Okay, anywho.
Shots. But that was the week.
Shots.
I don't even know why Hope was talking to Myron, for the record, nor do I care. So don't even write it in the chat room. I don't care.
Oh, we should follow...
Tina Mark?
Nope.
Oh, Ron, yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Soon to be writing.
I'm done. All right,
that
so,
was the week. All right. That?
Now what?
We go home. We go gay pride it up. Who's winning the poll? Refresh your thing. Let's see who's winning the poll. Let's give the percentages.
So we have...
And then we can get into segments.
It's real close, but we have 73 votes so far, and in third place is JJ with 29%, and Chad and Eli are only 3% away.
3% difference.
Margin of error.
Chad is in the lead. Chad is in the lead with 37%, Eli with 34%. So...
Hillary is Eli. Trump is Chad.
Oh, boy.
Margin of error.
Oh, boy. All right.
All right, time for our segment.
Yes.
And our first segment is You Go, Girl! Hell snap.
What's it like actually being in the studio?
Almost the same.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start with my segment, and it's Tony's official Three Snaps Award.
Oh.
Although this week it was more like a, okay. That's how it was. So
I thought I knew what it was going to be, but now that you say that, I don't know what it's going to be.
And with that being said, I hope it's not your quote of the week.
Oh, I don't know.
We'll see. I'm going to go first. I'm going to give my official Three Snaps Award to Eli.
Nope.
Because when he came back in and was like, basically, we need to get Paul and everything like that. And Sonny was all like, but I'm the one that can, you know, take care of him. And Eli was like, what are you going to do? I was like, huh, okay. Like I actually rewound that. I was like, girl, yes. Like, yeah. I was like, Eli, yes, bitch. Like, I'm with you on that. Like, what are you going to do? How is Sonny's love for Paul
going to stop
the jungle madness?
Right.
So as soon as Paul said that, I was like, what are you going to do? And as soon as I was thinking it was being said out loud, and I was like, Eli, girl, okay? So Eli gets Tony's official Three Snaps Award.
I thought it was going to be Valerie when she told Julie to get a grip.
It was almost Valerie for how she looked, honorable mention, for how she looked at Julie, because it was like, you know how Daze does like the pan off, where they're not going to say anything else, so it's just a look.
Yeah.
And Valerie was just like...
She did.
Yeah.
That would have been my You Go Girl.
Honorable mention. All right. And that's been Tony's official Three Snaps Award.
And now it is time for...
Disaster.
Moment of the week. My disaster moment of the week.
Is it a photo?
There is a photo.
It's Hope.
It should have been
none. Sorry for those of you that are listening and not watching.
Yeah.
You might have to describe the photo.
Yeah, and you'll have to go on and actually view the show to see the photo.
Right.
Maybe I'll tweet it out, though.
Or you can always post it on all of our social media platforms.
I absolutely could do that. Mm-hmm. The kiss between Sonny and Paul was so disappointing that they cut the shot when they were going in for the kiss, only to land on the back of Paul's head, not actually seeing a lip lock. And being Pride Week pretty much all across the country,
right?
The fact that they didn't show an actual kiss, but we got to see Chad and Gabby have a full-on makeout session,
right,
disappointed me greatly.
Right.
And for that is Matthew's disaster moment of the week.
Well, again, I just feel like these little pecks are like nothing. Like, look at this. They're kissing, but remember, 2 weeks ago, they didn't want to cuddle up.
I
on know. The
yeah. I said it's at least a step forward.
But wouldn't it be nice if you could actually see the kiss?
Oh, absolutely.
You didn't even get to see their lips touch. That's scared.
I'm not convinced their lips actually are touching.
They're straight scared.
You know what's funny is that I'm looking at everyone's reaction.
Yeah, me too. That's what I thought you were going to say was their reaction to it.
And Lonnie is looking like, girl.
Yeah.
And Gabby's kind of looking like, I mean, that's all right. And Chad is looking like,
Can I get a piece?
Yeah, that's exactly, you just took the words out of my mouth. He's looking like, I could do a better kiss than that.
I mean, listen, we all know Billy Flynn. That's Billy anyway. I'm sure in that scene he was probably like, I would totally do a better job.
Yeah.
I also find it, sorry, I didn't mean to.
You're fine.
I find it interesting, especially in this, I don't know if this is the entire screen, like that you're watching on your television, but like the fact that like my eyes don't go to our beautiful couple over here, I only see
their faces,
Billy
right.
and everybody else. I'm like, this is weird. Yeah. I like that it's off yeah. camera.
It's an off shot. I just didn't like it.
It's frustrating.
But wouldn't it also be nice if we could, I mean, the fact that Gabby and Chad had a makeout session, they were rolling around on the sand. They wouldn't do that for a gay couple, which I maybe we're not there yet. I think we should be able to be there.
Maybe
at
not
this
on
point.
NBC.
Right. But the fact that we can't even see a kiss between these two, and I know we've seen them kiss before, just annoying.
Yeah. That's it.
I didn't notice how close Lonnie was either. She's like a part of the kiss.
Yeah, she's like, y'all, she's like, here, let me show you.
Yeah.
Who was it earlier? Mark, straight thoughts? Who was talking about straight thoughts?
Me. Yeah. I was talking about straight thoughts. Yep. They're having straight thoughts.
Yep.
All right, so that was Matthew's
disaster.
Moment of the week.
Now it is time for
Mark's quote of the week.
My quote of the week.
Those sound bites are ridiculous. Who did those?
Well, can you give me a look who's related? It's like it's my favorite of all of the sound bites.
Look who's related.
Alexis can.
Speaking of that, I was going to say, we talked about this off camera, I was going to ask James Jr. to do a little segment on Peter's.
You said it on camera, too.
Did I say it on camera?
Yeah, you said it earlier.
Oh, then forget it.
When we talked about
it. All right, so my quote of the week is going to go to the amazingly talented and handsome and sexy...
Thank you.
...Billy Flynn.
Oh, dude.
it was actually the same scene that you just did. Because
the
kiss...
I know what you're going to say.
After the kiss, he says, hey, why don't you guys get a cardboard slab somewhere?
And you know what? That would have landed better.
Well, you could barely hear it. Like, no. It took me a second to hear it because you couldn't really hear it, but...
I heard it, and I knew that was probably an ad-lib coming from Billy.
Absolutely.
But I will say...
I meant to ask him, and I forgot.
Billy Flynn, if you wanted that to land properly, there should have been no stumble. It should have said, hey, why don't you guys get a cardboard or something? That's just an acting note for you. You're welcome.
We'll just put that up on Twitter sphere. So that has been...
Mark's quote of the week.
Dramatic. We just wanted a dramatic pause. And I do believe Matthew will read our fan of the week because we had a couple new reviews on iTunes. And I told you guys, it's how you get fan of the week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But if you gave us 3 stars, I may not do it. 5 stars and a nice review and you get fan of the week. Matthew, who's our next fan of the week?
Our next fan of the week goes to Dina Bina.
Dina Bina!
Dina Bina.
Dina Bina. Banana Bina. Bina. FIFA for me.
Dina Bina.
Dina.
She's going to make that into a Jeff.
She is.
Dina Bina, who is a fan. Well, I always see her tweets. She's very active in our social media presence.
Okay,
so,
perfect.
First of all, thank you for that, Dina Bina. The name of her post says, "After Buzz Dishin' Days rocks." She gave us 5 stars. She said, "I absolutely love the show, After Buzz Dishin' Days. Mark J. Freeman, Matthew, Evan Payne, and Tony Moore are the best hosts. They always keep us updated with not only the week's days, but also upcoming events. If you're ever down and depressed, I would highly recommend watching Dishin' Days. I promise you won't be disappointed. Please keep this show on."
Aww.
With 4 smileys and 5 hearts, you, my love, Dina Bina, are fan of the week.
Dina, the only complaint I have about that review is you said Mark J. Freeman, Matthew Evan Payne, but you only said Tony Moore. It's Tony Moore Pettis.
Next time, Dina.
You had it right.
Thank you, Dina Bina!
But what you missed was that is Dina. Mark J. Freeman Flynn. That's never leave out the
It's implied.
Flynn. And also Matthew like Evan Payne Vaughn.
All right. News and gossip. Let's get into it. My wonderful notes that I have for this.
And go.
And go. If you haven't seen Ladies of the Lake yet, it's on. It's Amazon something. It's not Amazon Prime. It's Amazon Online or something. Like, it's not, isn't it?
I think it's Amazon Prime.
Is it Prime?
I think okay. so.
But they're out there, and I do believe it's pretty short. It's only like 4 episodes, and they're only like 20 minutes each or something like that. So it's super short. You can watch it.
And you can check out James Lott Jr. interviewing the cast and producer and producers of Ladies of the Lake right here at AfterBuzz TV.
Hey, loves, not to interrupt. The internet went out for a second, so that's all okay. The fans missed your quote. Mark.
Oh,
so
they missed my quote.
Can you please repeat your quote?
Absolutely. it went to the sexy, lovely, vivacious, entertaining, beautiful.
What did I say? I don't even remember.
What other word do I want? My cuddle
Good
partner.
Day, ma'am.
my cuddle partner. Billy Flynn. For saying it was the scene that Matthew had chosen for Disaster of the Week.
After it's actually pronounced Dazaster.
Dazaster, my only. was right after the kiss. We'll put that in quotes. Billy said, hey, why don't you get a cardboard slab somewhere? Ba-dum, boom. That was my quote of the week. If you ever miss the quote of the week, just assume it went to Billy Flynn.
Dear God.
It's true.
Back to news and gossip. So that's Ladies of the
Lake. And then you... Oh, there it is. Wow. Well, we got the internet up again, girl. And then do you want to tell them about who... Should we say that she was supposed to be here? Since I already did it.
We were supposed to have a special surprise guest, but she has said that she will come in next Sunday, and so we'll have
we'll
her
save that
talk about that.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Then we're not going
to
talk about
it. But we're going to talk about this.
Oh, that we're not going to talk about. Okay, turn it off.
Hi, everybody.
Gotta go! The end!
Your host, Tony Moore, will be in Boston on August 26th hosting Dual Coast events in Boston. So if you want to see your favorite day star, Billy Flynn, Eric Martsoff, Judy Evans, James Reynolds, and Vincent Irizarry, and me, make sure you come to Boston on August 26th. What does that say?
The end.
Mike, sit down.
You should have said Finne. That would have been great. So make sure you go to Dual Coast Events, DualEvents.com for more information and come out and have a blast with us.
Were you talking?
Shut up.
And I have one that is not on the show rundown.
The Google Doc? My well done Google Doc
that I did
2 minutes before we started.
Meredith Scott Lynn, who plays Anne Milbauer on Days of Our Lives, will be on Lifetime tonight at 8 p.m. for Menendez Blood Brothers, the Lyle and Eric Menendez movie.
She played Lyle or Eric? I'm kidding!
She plays the boy's attorney.
Oh, okay.
Who has a name, but I know that the actual attorney used to refer to Lyle and Eric as the boys.
Marsha Cross?
That's O.J. Simpson. I can tell you the character's name. However, it will be on tonight at 8 p.m., so those of you on the East Coast, tune in right now because it's on.
And so is Nico Tortorella.
Tortorella.
And I only know that because he was at the finale.
Leslie Abramson is who Meredith Scotland will be playing.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Oh, he plays one of the boys.
He plays Lyle Menendez.
Oh, I know
and I
him.
Know because I Googled
oh, my
him
God,
because
I love him. He comes into our casting office. He's so nice.
He did an interview on LGBTQ&A as well with Jeffrey Masters.
So. And I sat him for the Drag Race finale.
Yeah, he was. And that's why I knew that, because I Googled him just in case he came to my microphone.
I didn't know that
he got
was even in it.
Yeah.
Love him.
Any predictions? I predict
that
next
you're
going to
talk about Chad for 1 hour.
I predict next week
that Chad still won't call Lorraine Love to come to Club TBD.
I predict that next
Chad
week
Chad is going to end up with Gabby and not Lorraine Love.
Do you think Chad and Gabby will make love on the island and seal the deal?
Yes.
And not with Lorraine Love.
But what's funny is they'll be making love, but then you'll see the little bubble above him, and it'll be me.
in a two-piece.
What's your prediction? What's your prediction?
My prediction is that next week, Days of Our Lives,
Chad
will be
will
more of
the
same.
Chad will not fly back from Greece to see Lorraine Love.
My prediction next week is that
Chad will no longer be on the show.
You know what? I have to say though, your clout is really you have pull, Mark, more than I think we think, because you are actually hanging out with Billy and his wife. Like you've done something,
and it's not me like going, guys, hang out with me.
Oh no, I know that. No, I
they invited me.
Yeah, Gina was really excited to meet you on the red carpet.
She was.
You could see it. It was fun. Yeah.
We're BFFs.
The reason why Gina was so excited because she then realized this is no competition.
She was like, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Yeah.
Touché.
Well, before we sign off, Brian.
I have a prediction.
That Chad Demera will not change his name to Freeman or Love.
Or Love. That's right.
So my prediction is that next week...
You will not be able to say your prediction about Chad because Tony keeps interrupting.
It's not about Chad.
When is it not about Chad?
This is the first time.
Okay, go.
Mark this day on your calendar.
Go.
My prediction for next week is that it's going to be just as boring as it was.
You're so
hopefully,
awful.
It will only be 3 days.
We could only wish. Please pray that the French Open goes into overtime.
Is that next week?
No, that was this week. That's why it wasn't.
Oh, okay. So we're back to a full week. Okay, got it. Brian, how was your experience here live for Dish and Days?
It was great. Thanks for having me.
Oh, anytime. No problem. Thank you for being
loved
had.
It.
Well, you're welcome back anytime. Well, that sounded awful. That sounded like that. That sounded like that sentence from
it
earlier.
It sounds like Tony's getting ready for Gay Pride to me.
What's next?
Next is, are they doing, they're doing GH Report, right? Because I know James Lott Jr.'s JLJ is out of town.
He's going to be gone for a month, but the GH will still be going on.
But not Y&R or Bold.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, look at that. The hourglass is empty.
Those of you that are sticking around for GH Report, please stick around for it. You guys, let's go around the table and tell everybody where they can find you.
Well, I'm glad you asked, Mark J. Freeman. You can find me on all social media platforms at Lounging with Tony or my website, loungingwithtony.com.
And you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Matthew E. Payne.
And me on Twitter and Instagram at DunnerNGA.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lorraine Love, LorayneLove. And I will not be on.
And not at N like Flynn, because she's not in like Flynn.
Anyway, we're not doing RuPaul's Drag Race tonight because we have Ross Matthews joining us tomorrow at 7 o'clock. So if you want to watch my RuPaul's Drag Race after show, you'll have to come back tomorrow and watch it 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
But if you need your Drag Race fix, you can check out Mark J. Freeman and Jay Ellis on the red carpet of RuPaul's
Half
Drag
of them
Race
are up. I've got
season 9
up.
Finale.
Who's up?
Right now on AfterBuzz TV.
Eureka, Bob the Drag Queen, the Pit Crew, Shay, Sasha. Did I say Eureka?
You did. You did.
Who else is up? There's two more up.
Well,
I've got
go to AfterBuzz
to
TV. Look it up. We gotta go.
Google it. Love you.
Bye.
Peace out.
AfterBuzz.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
Billy Flynn. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.